And then we move on to our usual regular track work segment. So Warren Huntley was out at Flemington this morning. How was the morning, Warren?
Yeah, it was a good morning. Now, just starting to get a little bit of that off-season, I suppose, but we're still an eye towards Adelaide and perhaps a horse or two heading towards Brisbane for some feature racing, but obviously there's still racing here every week, and we can try and identify the winners there, but particularly a highlight in the last week or so, we'll be looking towards some horses heading to Adelaide in the next couple of weeks and even Saturday.
And of course, with Warrnambool week last week, there were no Friday jump outs at Flemington. They were at Werribee yesterday.
Yeah, it worked out well to have the races at Flemington at Werribee over the weekend, and in general they follow on from a race meeting there and just spread the workload a little bit. And I think the Flemington track staff give the guys at Werribee a hand, so there's a bit of good spirit of cooperation there, and quite often the trainers just appreciate being able to have those jump outs, albeit at Werribee, but on a course proper, and they really get a chance to stretch out that little bit.
There was a headline act that headed off to Werribee yesterday, being the Goodwood fave in Vega Magic.
Well, he deserves to be a headline act, Nance. He's a brute of a horse. If you see him in the mounting yard, he just strikes you as a powerful beast whenever you see him at the races. And this time last year, the jump outs were on the course proper, the 2,000-metre mark, and I can remember Vega Magic running right through the line in an 800-metre jump out and effectively going 1,000 or 1,100 metres. And that was his solid hit out to head to the Goodwood, which he won first up. Well, at Werribee, we have 11 and 800-metre jump outs. So he was in one of the 1,100-metre jump outs. There were three of those, and he just looked in fantastic order. A lot of the other two 1,100-metre jump outs and in his jump out, I don't think there was any horses with anywhere near the intent of Vega Magic, but of the three heats, he was 4 seconds quicker than the next quickest of the three heats. So he's effectively won the next quickest heat by about 25 lengths, and he won his heat comprehensively, and he just looked awesome and ran strongly to the line. He looked like he still had quite a bit in reserve, particularly the last 50-100 metres or so. So as a serious hit out heading towards a feature race, and he's really well graded in that the Goodwood with the conditions of the race, he just looks to be in fantastic order.
Okay, so Vega Magic, one definitely to follow in a fortnight. What about High and Dry? He heads to the SA Derby.
He's been back and forward to Adelaide a couple of times, and gee, he's running well, Nards. He just conceded a bit of a start there in the chairman's, the way the race shaped up. You'd think on the evidence of all of that stepping up in distance will suit him. He's had a really good preparation, and he seems to be coping well with those trips back and forward to Adelaide. He had a nice maintenance gallop over 1,400 metres this morning, and he's got to be barrier draw pending, one of the great chances for the SA Derby. I think he's had a great prep, and he seems to be coping well with the trips back and forward to Adelaide, and I'm really keen to see him go around at Morphettville on Saturday.
So that's another one that heads to one of the feature races. We had two of Kavanagh Racing's gallop together in Bord de Gane and Kentucky Breeze.
Yeah, Son Levi and Dad Mark combining there, Bord de Gane in Mark's care and Kentucky Breeze in Levi's care. It was as good a work as I saw this morning. Bord de Gane's been up for a while, and there's options both this week and next week in Adelaide, so he'll probably head back to Adelaide at some stage, and it could be this week or next week. And Kentucky Breeze is going to go to Caulfield on Saturday. There's a couple of races for him, one against his own age group and one just a benchmark race. He had the blinkers on this morning. Look, he's been an important horse to Levi, obviously, as already a stakes winner. His work this morning with the blinkers on was terrific. I just wasn't sure how he was going this preparation, and probably until race day, you're not going to know for sure. But, gee, he could improve significantly this weekend. That was as good a work as I saw at Flemington this morning from both of those, Bord de Gane and Kentucky Breeze.
Okay, so they're two to follow, if not this week, next week. And what about a couple for Mike Moroney?
Laconi and Metzen paired up. I was pretty keen on the way Metzen was going into his first up run, and he got back in the field and he just didn't get into the race, but that was the Sam's Image Nature Strip race, so he was competing against some hot opposition there. He paired up with Laconi, who's going really well. I think Laconi is right at peak fitness now. Metzen's still coming along well. Laconi heads to Caulfield on Saturday, and as I said, he heads there pretty close to peak fitness. I think there might be an option on Friday for Metzen. He's nominated for Saturday as well, but just wherever he goes, he'll improve significantly on what he did first up. And I think what happened was that he just missed the kick and was back in the field, and he's a much better horse if he can just get away cleanly and get into a forward spot. So Laconi up and running and capable of running well, and Metzen capable of improving significantly second up.
Okay, what about a couple for Nigel Blakiston in Sorinata and Indrabil?
Both going really well. Hopefully there's a race for Indrabil sometime soon, and Solinata's got back in the winner's stall. That was only second up. She's trained on nicely from that. She's a strong mare, and racing's helping her, and she'll be even better when she heads to the races next time, and she's a last start winner. So she's going well, and Indra Beale's sort of busting to win a race. They both worked solidly over 1,400 metres this morning, and again, that was another one of the really sharp pieces of work this morning. So both horses in great shape for their respective next assignments.
And also, Prepare to Win has trained on well since its last start win.
It was a good victory first up for the Hayes and Davenick stable, and he might have done a bit of improving during his recent break. He's also nominated for Caulfield on Saturday. There's easier options for him in the next week or so also, but knowing that the stable, they'll probably try and pick what they think is either the easiest option, or if he really has trained on well, take on some tougher opposition, almost throw him in the deep end straight away. But he's come through that first up win really well, and I'm sure he can be placed in a suitable race in the next week or so.
Okay, Warren, who are the main ones to follow?
Well, I could even see Vega Magic starting a lot shorter in the Goodwood Nards when we get down to final field, barrier draws, etc. He's just a beast of a horse, so I could recommend backing him at fixed odds now. Even though he's favourite, he could start significantly shorter. I think High and Dry can run really well in the SA Derby on Saturday. Kentucky Breeze to improve with the blinkers on, and Board to Gain wherever Mark Cavanagh places him. They'd be my highlights from Flemington this morning.
Wonderful, Warren. Thanks for that. Good luck.
Thanks, Dan.